Let's open the work session. And first item on the agenda is the American Rescue Plan funds. And
we have our finance director, Gene McCann, and Jody Bersheim, both with ABDO, here to talk about that. And they're attending virtually.
Hi, Gene. Hi, Jody.
Hi. It's great to see everybody. So this evening, I do want to take an opportunity to actually introduce you to Jody Bersheim. Jody has been working for several months at the city. She's out there about once a week working with everybody. And she'll also be, you know, working with the budget and the long-term plan along with me. And she's been taking a look at all of the ARPA funds and was going to share some additional information for you, which will then come back to you. For official approval. We just wanted to make certain you had some information in advance. Jody?
Yes, thank you, Jean. Mayor and council members, I'll be providing a brief overview of the ARPA funding for what the city is receiving. For some background reference, in March of 2021, Congress adopted the American Rescue Plan Act, which is commonly referred to as ARPA funds. And this included $65 billion in recovery funds for the cities. These funds were intended to provide support to state, local, and tribal governments in responding to the impact of COVID-19. Crystal received a full allotment, which is $2.5 million, but to be exact, it's $2,502,454.
She can't help herself.
The city has received a portion of this revenue already, and then the remaining amount will be in the next few months. These recovery funds are subject to the requirements released by the Treasury on January 27th of 2022, and the Treasury provided a summary of the major rule provisions, which outline that the funds can be used in a few following ways. One is replace the lost public sector revenue. The second one is support the COVID-19 public health and economic response. Third is provide premium pay for eligible workers performing essential work. And the last one is investing in water, sewer, and broadband infrastructure. And the option that allows the most flexibility is the first option I mentioned. It's using it for the replacement of lost public sector revenue. With this option, the funds can actually be spent on most government services, including road building and maintenance and other infrastructure, health services, general government administration, staff and facilities, environmental remediation, police, fire, and other public safety services, including the purchases of vehicles. However, there are some restrictions on using these funds, such as you can't use the funds towards a reduction in net tax revenue, and you're not allowed to make deposits into a pension fund. You can't use towards debt service payments. You can't replenish or build up your fund balance, and you're not allowed to use the funds to satisfy settlements or judgments. So by selecting the fund option for replacement of lost public sector revenue, there's no requirement to calculate the revenue that was lost as long as it's under the standard allowance of $10 million, which is what the Treasury set. The reason for this meeting tonight is that the city must report whether they're electing the standard allowance for April 30th. There's an April 30th report deadline that's required to be filed. So we just need to state if we're selecting this option. And once the option is selected, it can't be changed later. Expenditures must be incurred on or after March 3rd of 2021 and obligated by December 31st of 2024 and expended by December 31st of 2026. And at this time, staff is not asking for specific ideas on how to spend these funds. That will occur in the future during the budget and the long-term planning process. So at this meeting tonight, we're simply asking council to categorize the use for that April 30th report. And with that, staff is recommending that council elects the lost public sector revenue option, which offers the city the most flexibility for utilizing the funds. And there's also a recommendation by the league to select that option as well. And with that, I'll turn it back to Ann and council for further discussion.
So if you, the council, because of the April 30th deadline, this will be on the 19th agenda as a consent agenda item.
Okay.
Assuming you approve or are in agreement with what we're proposing.
Okay. So, you know, from my perspective, I thought the first and the last looked like great ones. So we're recommending public sector revenue. Obviously, we've had enough loss in that area to cover the $2 million, right?
Correct.
So
correct.
We're not going to have any trouble.
Correct.
Appropriating it.
Correct.
Okay.
And actually, you don't. Like I said, you don't have to calculate that revenue loss. They, if you're under that $10 million, they give you that standard allowance. And the city's well below that $10 million at 2.5.
So what you're saying is we don't have to do reporting back?
We do have to report back, but we don't have to justify the funds. So right. We're not having to send any type of detailed explanation on where those funds went.
Right, we don't have to itemize.
Okay.
Correct.
Go ahead, Nancy.
Now we have the option, Jean and Jody, do we have the option of doing more than one of these options, or can it be only one?
That's a good question. I think you have to categorize exactly what you're spending on. Jean, do you know?
When you're going through and filing the reports, you can, you know, categorize that you're going to be utilizing, you know, X dollars, you know, for here and there and everywhere, right? However, the cleanest solution and the least amount of paperwork is to select the, I guess I kind of call it like the standard deduction that you have in your tax return, where you just get it no matter what. And with this, you know, they have that $10 million exemption. And so if you state that you're going to take that exemption based on the $2.5 million that the city will receive, then there is additional time, quite a bit of time actually, for the council to talk about what these funds should actually be expended on. Jody had kind of listed off the parameters as to what it can be spent for, even with the exemption. But by taking the exemption solution, it really just gives you more time to figure out exactly what it is you'd like to do and to plan for that.
John, did you have some?
Yeah, two questions basically. So just kind of like, what's a general definition for administrative facilities? And then the other option would be like, if we did decide to say, invest in water, sewer, and broadband infrastructure, that category. Can we just put the money into our water, you know, fund, and just as we have, you know, obviously we have breakages of water pipes throughout the city and we repair and replace, we could use the money for that. Would that be an option? So two questions there. Does that make sense?
I was excluded.
Jean and Jody, you can jump in. I think administrative facilities is a physical building, but not police building.
Oh, okay.
And I think that for the water and sewer, I think the intention is for capital projects, very specific. I mean, if you read the Treasury guidance, it's very specific about the kind of projects it wants to use. I think what Jean was getting at, and she can correct me or jump on me, but I think if you take the standard deduction, we will have further conversations throughout the budget process about where those funds may be ultimately used to help with our utility funds or our street fund or something, wherever it's needed. But we have to designate it, and the easiest, the least amount of work for everyone, staff specifically, is to take that standard deduction, put it into the system, and then we will, Jean and Jody will work with the council and staff through the system to get those funds where they should be spent long term.
All right, go ahead, Jean.
Pardon me, I was just going to jump in. By bringing it in, you have really the flexibility to use it on projects, but if you designate it to one of those other uses, for instance, the investment in water sewer, you can only use the funds for that category. So the definition that the Treasury provided for investment in water and sewer and broadband infrastructure, it is capital in nature, and it says to make the necessary investments to improve access to clean drinking water, to support vital wastewater and stormwater infrastructure, or to expand affordable access to broadband internet. So by bringing it in as the lost public sector revenue, it really could be transferred to almost anything that you want to use it for, with exception of those few things that are listed that are excluded.
Right.
So, okay.
Follow up with John.
And all right. Patrice. So, all right. Great. I like the whole idea of the standard deduction. But okay. So we bring it in. We put it in that category. But Ann was talking about how we'd be able to disperse that money to use it within, let's say, the water fund or, you know, the sewer fund or whatever. Utilities. Thank you. But you're saying that since we're using the standard deduction, right, we would have to be a little more specific about it and not necessarily use it specifically for that type of project. Is that correct? Even though it might be to improve, you know, water quality in a certain sense, like in terms of replacing leaking lines or pumps or whatever we have within the city itself, correct?
It really is more of a finance transactional transfers. So by bringing it as public sector revenue, you're really giving the flexibility to use it for utilities, but you would have to approve a transfer. That at that point, that's just moving city funds to a different fund.
Okay.
But for this purpose of reporting, you're not locked into only using it for the utilities if you choose the option that we're recommending. If you choose that other option, you would actually have to report to Treasury that you're using that, and then it's restricted to only using it for that.
Does that make sense? Yeah, it makes complete sense because it ends up being just a book entry, more or less. And so, therefore, yeah, the most broad, you know, description is the best description for the city itself in terms of reporting back to the government. And I agree, you know, the $10 million kind of like, you know, reporting amount. This gives us the most flexibility. So I do like that particular, you know, description and using the funds in that way. I just want to make sure that we don't lose the option to using it towards, you know, water and sewer, you know, and that's basically where my, you know, question comes from. And then obviously, you know, right away when I think of like we're spending $14 million on a new police building, you know, administrative facilities, I'm like going, oh, well, you know, we probably pay down some of that, right? But we can't. So that's good. I'm glad for that clarification as well. So,
you know. So it's the most versatile option.
Yes.
One quick question. Maybe you've already covered this, but at the bottom, costs must be incurred by March 2021, obligated by December 31st, 24, and expended. So we have to spend the money by the end of 26, correct?
That is correct.
And obligated, I don't know what that means. I mean, I know what the word means, but in this context, does that mean we have to decide by that time where the funds are going?
Yeah, basically what that means is there's either a purchase order or you're committed to expending it. You just haven't, the cash hasn't left the door yet.
Okay, thank you.
Yes.
All right, any other questions? I'm not seeing any more questions. Do you have anything else? All right, I think it's kind of for us to kind of nod or?
Yep.
All right, everybody's nodding.
Yep, we're nodding.
We got some consensus, Jody.
Great. Thank you. Jody. It's nice to see everybody.
Yep, thank you.
Thanks,
Jean. Thanks, Jody.
That's right.
Yeah. Bye now, have a good evening.
You too, you too. Thanks.
I saw in Plymouth they have some like road signs warning everybody.
Oh, about today is the storm awareness day. Yeah.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah, at 1:45 this afternoon while you're at work, and then at 6:45, so you're at home, except you're not at home. So you know
we're at work.
Yes, you're at work.
I was at home for the first
time. I was outside looking all around.
I'm wondering what's going on. So we should really be going downstairs.
Winter is never going to
end. Yeah.
know it.
More bad things ahead.
That is not what it's for. But thank you for pointing that out.
All right. Next on the agenda is the Inclusion Multicultural Advisory Commission. We have a couple versions that are attached. Is this two?
There's three. The one that Troy, that you saw originally. Then there is one based on the last discussion. And then there's one drafted by Commission or Council Member LaRoche. However, there were some sections missing and I did not do that.
Nobody. I apologize. I didn't realize Todd Gray submitted it. There were
sections. And I sent out the corrected version, but I brought copies to in case you need those. So I think you can either talk about this tonight, take it, since you're missing Councilmember Banks and Cummings, maybe you want to kick the can down the road to the 19th.
Can we do it in the 19th? That would be April?
April 19th. Correct. I think we don't have a lot on that agenda yet.
I know there's appetite to move forward, so I don't want to kick it down too far.
Right. Well, that would be it. So it's up to you.
A week from Tuesday.
April 19th, yep.
Then when would we vote on the next meeting, the first one in May?
Presumably.
Okay.
If you can come up with an agreement or some, correct.
It would be nice. And
you don't have to. I'm just suggesting you may want to do that since you're missing two of the council members.
I feel bad that we're all here.
I think so, too. Yeah. Why don't we do that? We'll continue this work session to the 19th, the subject. And we go from there.
Okay.
That's good.
All right.
All right. And if people have other suggestions, language, verbiage, get them. Try to get them out.
I'd like to come back on the 19th with some, because I don't want it to be more. I'd rather see.
Right. I agree. I'd rather see two if we can come up with two options for you. Troy's and then an alternative. Based on
Troy's is the first one?
Correct.
And this is based loosely on the Golden Valley?
Correct. Based on the conversation we all had, was that in February, maybe?
And then for reference, for my proposal, a neighbor contacted me and we worked a little bit together on this one. And some of the language is based off the Minneapolis Civil Rights Commission. What inspired us, a lot of that.
Okay. Cool.
All right. Yep. We are adjourned.